This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. After requests from the energy industry, the Bureau of Land Management recently initiated a process for deciding on parcels in San Juan County, Utah, to include in a competitive oil and gas lease sale planned for February of 2015. Some of the parcels under consideration for lease are near the town of Bluff, on lands that contain significant historical and cultural resources, and many residents are concerned that development of these parcels could have considerable impacts to the community. Comments for the scoping phase of this plan are due tomorrow, Friday, July 25th, and with me in the studio to discuss this issue this morning is Josh Ewing. He's the executive director for Friends of Cedar Mesa, a nonprofit group promoting stewardship that protects the natural and cultural integrity of public lands in San Juan County, Utah. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. Well, let's start off and let's just talk a little bit about this process for the oil and gas lease parcels that we're talking about this morning.
Sure. Industry comes forward to the BLM and makes some nominations as to parcels they'd like to see leased, where they might potentially want to drill in the future. And then the BLM goes through a fairly lengthy process before they actually sell those leases. This is really the first phase of that process. They call it scoping, where they get comments from the community, get comments from researchers and experts, and find out whether or not those parcels ought to actually be leased. Then there's an environmental analysis, and there's another round of comment, and then there's a final draft and another round of comment. This wouldn't happen until February of 2015, so there's some time for this to happen, but this is the initial phase where people can put concerns on the radar screen of the BLM.
Okay, so certainly not the last chance to comment on this process, but people should really consider getting in early into this process, give their comments and their feelings about what's going on.
I like to say it this way. Let's get ahead of this train before it gets too much momentum on it. I mean, it's the phase where we can really let the BLM know some things maybe they didn't realize or weren't thinking of when they put forth some of these parcels. And it's an opportunity to not allow the things that are really concerning to move too far down the track.
Okay. Well, can you give us just a snapshot of where these leases are being proposed around the town of Bluff?
Well, there are leases all throughout San Juan County. They run from Bluff all the way north, almost to Monticello. So there are quite a few leases in this sale. And there are issues with all, you know, not all of them, but some of them. The ones that we're particularly concerned with as kind of Bluff residents are right outside of the town of Bluff. So if you go east from Bluff, a couple of miles, you'll run into the St. Christopher's Mission. And there's a parcel for lease, they're proposing for lease right above the mission. And there are other ones just another mile or so east, maybe 3 miles east out of Bluff. And then running from there all the way to Monticello.
So are the concerns that you guys have around these mostly related to the history, sort of cultural resources, those kinds of things? You're talking about it being really close to St. Christopher's Mission right there. Is it mostly related to those kinds of concerns, or are there also some environmental concerns above and beyond that that you're worried about?
Well, it really is a little bit on a parcel-by-parcel basis. Let me talk just a little bit about the parcel that's right by St. Christopher's, because I think that's maybe the most concerning to a lot of Bluff residents. And there's certainly some history there. The mission itself is a National Historic Site, and this lease would be only 700 feet away from the mission. But probably the environmental concerns there are the larger ones. The mission has a well that they draw water from that people from as far as 25 miles away travel to get their water from this well. And it's highly concerning to have the oil develop so close to this well. For example, the wells that Bluff uses for its water supply have what they call a zone of protection of more than 800 feet. This would be only 700 feet away, and I would assume that no pollution from this drilling rig, you know, ran down the canyon into the mission, because this lease is right above the mission. So the water issue is a real issue there at the mission to be concerned of, not to mention the thought of being in your Sunday morning service and having the sounds of the oil well and the smells of the oil well impacting your religious services, as well as the area above the mission is a place that a lot of Bluff people like to go hiking and recreating. So it's a place that's near and dear to the hearts of a lot of people. People at the mission certainly would consider it to be sacred ground and a very concerning lease. I really would hope that the BLM would reconsider that particular lease in particular.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Josh Ewing. He's the executive director of Friends of Cedar Mesa. And we're talking about some recently proposed oil and gas lease parcels near the town of Bluff, Utah, and also across southeast Utah. Do we know, are these oil wells that we're talking about? Is this what industry is proposing for these particular parcels, is oil drilling?
Right. It's technically an oil and gas lease sale, okay. But there's not a lot of gas that has been found in these areas, but that's not to say it couldn't be in the future. These areas have had some activity drilling before for oil without much success. But of course, with new technologies, particularly fracking technology, anything's possible. They maybe could find some production quantities of oil in these areas. So it's most likely oil.
Okay. What you sort of described this sort of cultural landscape around there. And of course, Southeast Utah is famous for archaeological remains all around there. Have any Native American groups that you know of come forward, or is there any other groups that you're hearing or saying, wait a second, this is, as you described, sacred ground. I mean, these are really important places that would be really impacted by this kind of development. Is anybody else coming forward right now that you know of?
There are a lot of Native American groups that are concerned about the oil and gas development in the area and the impact on cultural resources. This is such a new proposal that we've just been educating a lot of folks about the fact that this proposal is out there. So no one's yet come forward, but I know that they have concerns. They have in the past and have been successful at making a difference on certain leases. For example, we have one of the leases that's just outside of Bluff that covers an area called Sacred Mesa. It's a very important Pueblo area, ancestral Puebloan site that I know that Hopi people have been to and consider sacred, consider a place of their ancestors. So that is a site in particular that we have a lot of concern about developing oil wells around or on top of Sacred Mesa. Simply because it is such an important cultural site. It was a major site. You can archaeologists tell us that there were celebrations and religious ceremonies done, you know, as much as 1,000 years ago on that site. And when you go there, you can still tell that it was a special place. So that is another place in particular we're concerned with, very much because of the ancient archaeology that is on that site.
I understand there's also some places where some of these parcels are being proposed where there's already some things in motion, the Montezuma Canyon National Conservation Area being one of them. Can you talk a little bit about some processes that are already underway and how these proposed oil and gas leases might be impacting those processes?
In San Juan County, we have an active legislative process to resolve some of the longstanding wilderness issues and conservation issues in the area. Representatives Bishop and Chaffetz are sponsoring a process to look at legislation that would create some national conservation areas and some wilderness in San Juan County. And there are two national conservation areas proposed that overlap with these leases. One is proposed by Friends of Cedar Mesa, and it would involve several leases close to Bluff. And the other is a national conservation area proposed by the National Trust for Historic Preservation in the Montezuma Canyon area. So both of those active national conservation area proposals have a lot of leases in them. And so our suggestion to the BLM is to defer those leases until this process is further down the road, until we know whether or not these national conservation areas are going to be embodied in legislation. Because if not, it's basically administrative process that trumps a legislative process. And if leases are let here, it trumps what we're trying to do with the national conservation areas. So the idea would be wait until next year, wait until 2 years from now to decide on some of these leases and let the legislative process go forward. Now, the legislative process may not decide to have these NCAs in them, but by moving forward with the leases now, it short-circuits a process that San Juan County residents are very much involved in.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Josh Ewing. He's the Executive Director of Friends of Cedar Mesa. And this morning we're talking about some proposed oil and gas lease parcels in southeast Utah. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. You're listening to KSJD. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Josh Ewing. He's the Executive Director of Friends of Cedar Mesa. And this morning, we're talking about proposed oil and gas leases on parcels in San Juan County, Utah, and some of the potential impacts that those leases might have. Josh, as it relates to what Friends of Cedar Mesa would like to see, I mean, oil and gas development is happening all around the Four Corners area. It's not going away. Tell me a little bit about what Friends of Cedar Mesa would like to see as it relates to some of the considerations around oil and gas development in our area.
Yeah, our organization is very practical when it comes to oil and gas development. We realize that that's not going away anytime soon. None of us are stopping to driving cars anytime soon, so it's pretty hypocritical to say no oil and gas development at all. Our thinking is, let's choose some areas to protect as American resources, as sacred places, as having real value to Native American groups, protect from oil and gas development while maybe concentrating other places. We also realize that there's so much archaeology in our area that you can't possibly, you know, prevent all the impacts to archaeology and still have oil and gas development. So it really is about deciding where are we going to do this and when are we going to do this and how do we do it smartly. So we've put together a proposal for a national conservation area that basically runs essentially from Bluff west, covering the Cedar Mesa area. It leaves out some areas between Bluff and, say, Hovenweep that have a lot of important archaeology, but we just think that it's not practical probably to protect everything that we would like to see protected in the way we'd like to see it protected. But our idea is, let's take a place and say, this place we're going to preserve and protect and keep free from oil and gas development. And that's what we've said as a national conservation area or monument if necessary. We'd like to see it go through legislation. It's a much more public process. It's a much more locally driven process. But if it needs to be a national monument to protect that area, that's okay with us. But we would like to say, look, let's just think, where is it smart to do oil and gas development? Where can we have the least impact on some important cultural, natural, and recreation assets, and do it in a smart way?
When you guys are going down this path and this approach that you're talking about, do you mostly talk with public lands managers? It sounds like you're already working with legislators. Do you talk to energy companies themselves? Do they ever come to you and ask for advice? I mean, what's that conversation like?
You know, we haven't had a lot of impact with energy companies directly. It's kind of the energy companies will go to the legislators, and we're talking to the legislators. It's a very active process that has been pretty collaborative. In San Juan County, we've been meeting for the last 6 months, almost every other week, with a lands council made up of folks from ranching community, mining community, ATV community, and, of course, Friends of Cedar Mesa as well. It's been a very good conversation. That's one reason we'd like to see these leases deferred, just to allow that process to continue without having kind of an exterior force come in and impact it. So we've been having great conversations with the legislative staff. There will probably be a public process in San Juan County in the next month to 2 months, a chance for San Juan County residents to speak up. So we'd like to see all that move forward and then take a look at, you know, where it's appropriate to have the leases happen.
Is there a pretty pretty good engagement with the folks over in San Juan County, Utah? I mean, do you have people showing up to public meetings? And is there, I mean, you're talking about these sort of councils that get together, stakeholders. What about the public in general? Do you feel like people are pretty engaged in this process?
Well, I would say that the public has been quite engaged, not as engaged as they should be, and not everyone, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's the most vocal people that kind of take up all the air in the room. And so I think there's a lot of room for kind of your normal, everyday San Juan County residents who choose to live there because it's such an awesome, beautiful place to speak out. And we'll really be encouraging people to do that as this public process unfolds over the next couple of months. Up until now, it's been a select committee that the commissioners appointed to look at this. So it hasn't been that much of a public process yet, but it really will be. And I think it behooves anyone in San Juan County who really cares about this land, cares about their place, to have a voice in this process as it moves forward. And there'll be a very robust public process probably in the September time frame, but it hasn't totally been firmed up yet.
Okay. Well, we're talking about a very initial process and the scoping phase of this plan that's happening right now. Comments are due on Friday, July 25th. That's tomorrow. How do people comment on this plan?
There are two ways for folks to comment, either by email or by a letter that needs to be stamped by Friday. To get information where to send those, you can just simply go to our website, which is cedarmesafriends.org, www.cedarmesafriends.org. And we've got all the information on the website as to the address to send it to and the email. It's one of those emails that's like, you know, 500 characters long, right. So I won't try to say it on
the air. A
government
email.
Yes. But you can just link to it right from our website, and it'll take you to where you can comment. And it doesn't have to be a long email. It doesn't have to be a 5-page letter. Just share your comments and your concerns with the BLM, and they really do want to hear and listen. They've told us that and shown in the past that they're willing to change their course based off the public impressions.
Let's talk a little bit about what else Friends of Cedar Mesa is doing. I mean, obviously you're not all just totally focused on oil and gas development, that kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about the bigger mission of the organization and some other things that you guys are working on?
Absolutely. Friends of Cedar Mesa is a real proactive, locally based organization that wants to make a difference on the ground in improving access and protecting cultural resources and really protecting the beautiful thing we have right in our backyard. So we're involved with a lot of education. We're help people understand how to visit some of these cultural sites respectfully, you know, not to take potsherds with them and not to push on walls and to be very careful where they walk and all sorts of things that impact preserving these resources for the future. And we do trail projects. We've got a couple of trail projects coming up this fall. Just finished one a couple of weeks ago as well. So we do volunteer projects on the ground. And we host educational forums as well. So we have a big Celebrate Cedar Mesa event that'll happen next March. So we do advocacy on things like oil and gas, but we're also literally boots on the ground trying to make a difference and improve the place.
And do you guys have a membership that people can get involved with? Is that how your organization works?
We don't do an official membership like the KSJD does. We just ask people to support our organization to the level they are up to. And we do various fundraisers throughout the year. We have a calendar that we'll be selling over the next couple of months to raise money for Friends of Cedar Mesa. So it's more we ask people to say, hey, are you a friend of Cedar Mesa, of the Cedar Mesa area? If so, support us however you can. It's not like a regular thing. There are people that'll do a sustaining membership where they'll give $10 a month, that sort of thing. But we don't have a pay $6 and you're a member of Friends of Cedar Mesa. It's more if you're willing to speak out, you're a friend of Cedar Mesa, and then support us however you can.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for being here this morning. Really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to mention this morning before we wrap it up here?
I think we've covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
And just encourage people to get in touch with us if they have more questions or want to get involved. There's a lot of complicated stuff going on, and we just hope people don't get caught too much in the weeds. They just follow their passion, help us protect a place that they care about, and we'll figure out the details.
All right. And can you give the website one more time for Friends of Cedar Mesa?
Yeah, it's cedarmesafriends.org.
Okay. Well, Josh, thanks again. I appreciate your time. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. This morning I've been talking with Josh Ewing. He's the executive director of Friends of Cedar Mesa. Don't forget the scoping phase of a plan for proposed oil and gas lease parcels around San Juan County, Utah is happening right now, and comments are due tomorrow, Friday, July 25th. You can go to their website to find out more about how to leave your comments there. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.